The debate got heated when the subject turned to Iraq. Republican Nick Reed challenged longtime Democratic incumbent Dave Obey's support for the troops. Obey accused Reed of misrepresenting his record and called Iraq a disaster.
This is the biggest disaster that we've had in foreign policy since Vietnam. We need to recognize that we cannot stay the course. We've got to change the course.
We need to give our troops victory in Iraq, for one. We need to give them the assurance that we're going to stay there until we finish the job. And you know what? Mr. Obey is talking just like he does in Washington. But you know what? Talk doesn't buy armored vehicles for our troops. Votes do. And if you check his voting record, he voted against these bills.
With all due respect, I tried to add $3.5 billion to the budget.
The third candidate in the race, Mike Miles of the Green Party, called for active resistance to the war effort.
I think this war is not only a war to be opposed, I think it is a war to be resisted. People have been doing that, the public, on the streets, in marches, in vigils, in actions, in representatives' offices. I think Congress needs to be resisting payment for this thing.
The three candidates also argued about national security, the loss of civil liberties, energy policy, the environment, education, and health care. The debate was sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio, WSAW-TV, and the Wausau Daily Herald. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.